So this is the lab. This is Brian Thompson and Brittany Engel.
Katie and Brian Thompson are showing me around their new company, Elemental Enzymes. On the left is the molecular side of the lab with test tubes and beakers. On the right are rows of soil and plants for testing.
I'll see if I can't break this down a little bit simply. So
Katie describes their technology like this. Imagine each enzyme in the world like a Pac-Man. You know, the little yellow circles munching dots while avoiding ghosts in the video game? They exist on their own and can eat or be eaten by other enzymes. They can also fall apart naturally under intense conditions. This causes them to lose their power. The Thompsons are working to make enzymes better by attaching them to more stable molecules. In turn, they become stronger and can keep working.
Enzymes really are the workhorses of life. I mean, they are the proteins that help you carry out all the chemical reactions in your body.
At the beginning, the market opportunities seemed endless for the company.
Almost everyone we meet had an idea about how we could use an enzyme in a different market. And we're still getting those ideas.
Brian says mentor and investment programs in Missouri helped them find a focus quickly.
I don't think we would ever be out here running a company right now. And plus the development cycle, maybe where we're at now would take us an additional 3 years to get to without the assistance of the different groups.
Paul Bateson was one of the commercialization counselors who helped them establish their market. He works at the Small Business Technology Development Center in Columbia.
They came to us early on and said, hey, we're getting some sniffs around this. The egg industry, we don't know much about it. And so we kind of were the ones that provided them the initial information for them to explore that market.
The Kauffman Foundation ranks entrepreneurship in each state every year. Historically, Missouri has ranked near the top in the country for research, but near the bottom for commercializing that research. Missouri rose from 49th to 6th in the country as a place for commercialization because of recent investments. The state's economic development agencies help connect companies to needed capital in industries like agriculture. Jason Hall is the Department of Economic Development's deputy director.
Those are areas where Missouri has a strong research base, and that it creates an environment where the companies that are be created out of that research are more likely to stay here.
We just took down a whole bank of plants and we're replanting.
The Thompsons work with agriculture contacts they made in the Midwest for guidance, since they're creating products in a field they've never seen. Brian Thompson says it makes a lot of sense to develop the company in the agriculture industry. Elemental Enzymes is working on many other applications for its technology, including reducing toxins in soil and air.
There's at least four major twists we can do on our technology to attack other markets, and it would just be too much to handle if we tried them right now, but they're very exciting. This company could continue to grow for a very long time.
Elemental Enzymes is a four-person company now, but Brian says he anticipates needing to hire more people soon and quickly. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.